When William and I were first courting back in 2007, I would sing him songs I knew that made me think of him, but with the lyrics slightly changed for the purposes of romance. Now, I won't gross you out by singing any of them here, except for this one. To the tune of Edelweiss, featured in The Sound of Music. All you need to know before I sing this song is that one of my nicknames for William is Angel Heart. I know. Another is Cookie, because he loves chewy chocolate chip cookies. And also you should know that his nickname in general is Wim, short for William. So, oh boy. Angel Heart, Angel Heart, how I love my sweetie, sweetie Wim, Angel Wim, you look happy to see me. My sweetie Wim, may you bloom and grow forever. Angel Heart, bless my cookie forever. That is your homosexual moment for the morning. So, you know, the lyrics, it's not that creative, actually. It's pretty much the same words, but I threw in his name. But, you know, not creative or not, it apparently did the trick, because here we are 19 years later. There was another song I sang to him back then, called Collecting Rocks, by a group called Super Double X Man. Haven't really heard from them since, but... So it was only the refrain that I sang, but I think it was his favorite of all the songs that I sang to him. And the refrain is just three words long. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. Over and over I would sing it. One day William said to me, I want you to sing that to me on my deathbed. Oh, I said, okay. That's kind of sad and scary. But he insisted, so I agreed. Which I guess means he has to die first. Today's gospel reading is from John chapter 17, a chapter biblical scholars call the high priestly prayer, because much like a high priest in the temple, Jesus offers intercessory prayers for his followers. I am asking on their behalf, Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. This chapter takes place at the Last Supper, and Jesus knows what's about to happen to him, his arrest in the garden and his crucifixion. So he takes these final moments to commend his beloved friends to God before departing. We're hearing this passage today because it is the Sunday after Ascension Day, which was last Thursday, when Jesus said his final goodbye to his friends before rising up to heaven, feet in the clouds, and off he goes. Well, the echo of these two departures on Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, at the Last Supper, and at the Ascension, the echo of these two departures gives a melancholy tinge to our readings this morning. Which someone actually picked up on at our Tuesday Bible study. But I also think the words of Jesus in today's reading are some of the most intimate he speaks, expressing his love through prayer to God for his disciples in their presence. They mean so much to me, he says. Please protect them. And I would suggest to you, with a bit of trepidation, because you might not buy it, that Jesus here sings his love for his friends, ostensibly on his deathbed. Something like, Dearest God, Father God, bless my good friends forever. And to them, as he departs, he sings, "My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling." And if you can't quite see that, I hope you can at least agree with me that the world would be a better place if we all sang our goodbyes to one another each day. Because the music might remind us how precious life is. I'm doing this thing online with friends called Music League, which basically consists of each person in the group picking a song around a certain theme and then creating a playlist together. The latest theme is a song that makes you happy and that other people might not know. Well, I had a heck of a time finding one because all my favorite songs are sad. Of course, those are the best ones. Eventually, I narrowed it down to a few finalists, but even each of them had an undercurrent of sadness. One finalist was by Leonard Cohen called "You Got Me Singing." Though it wasn't my final pick, I commend its lyrics to you as one possible way to get through these awful times we're living in. He sings, "You got me singing, even though the news is bad. You got me singing the only song I ever had. You got me singing, even though the world is gone. You got me thinking that I'd like to carry on. You got me singing, even though it all looks grim. You got me singing the hallelujah hymn. You got me singing like a prisoner in a jail. You got me singing like my pardon's in the mail. You got me singing, even though it all went wrong. You got me singing the hallelujah song." Another song that didn't make the cut for Music League was the aforementioned Collecting Rocks. And I bring it up again because it turns out that while that refrain is sweet, "My darling, darling, darling," the verses are actually about a man grieving over his wife's death, which I had no idea about all these years I was singing it to him. And I wonder whether he intuited this when he asked to have it sung at his deathbed. So today's sermon is a bit of a magpie collection as I try to put a nest together from all this different material. I've had Ascension Day and music lyrics and departures and sorrow on my mind. So just in case it's sounding like a hodgepodge, maybe this short lyric from Collecting Rocks will hold it all together. "If this is the end, show me where to start. Because if this is the end, you can tempt my heart." For the disciples who saw Jesus ascending into heaven, it must have been scary, an ending, and they didn't know where to start or what to do next. Even though two men in white robes appear to them and say, "Stop gawking up at the sky, he's gone up to heaven, and there is work to do down here." They spend the next 9 days sitting in an upper room together, faithfully waiting. And when the day of Pentecost arrives, their hearts are tempted and filled anew by the Holy Spirit, and they suddenly do know what comes next. And it's kind of perfect that this song with which I courted William 19 years ago is one that he once sung at our parting, because sometimes the love song is the same as the grieving song. Love and loss are intimate partners, neighboring points on a circle that begins with love, arcs for a time through our lives, and ends with death, completing where it started, with love. Love tempts the heart from start to end, but itself does not end when death comes. We've had two deaths in our parish these past 2 weeks. Rebecca Anderson Burr died suddenly Tuesday morning, May 5th, and Barry Wright died Wednesday night, May 13th. Each in their own way was part of the fabric of this community, and their departing is deeply felt by those who loved them. While I can't go into details, each death had a heartbreaking aspect beyond the usual sorrow that comes with loss. Yet even in such loss, we are not left comfortless. The disciples receive the Holy Spirit. More life and continuing love will find those who've lost someone. Such is the promise of ascension, Pentecost, and the strange 9 days between them that we're living in now, of waiting for what comes next and singing the hallelujah song in the meantime. As a side note about this kind of carrying on after death, you may remember that last year, two folks lost their six-month-old baby, and you know, we'd heard about it and prayed for them and preached about it. I got to see them on Easter Day, and they were smiling again. You know, they were laughing and saying Happy Easter. They had another child to raise, and even though it is hard, there is this hallelujah, I think, that wends through our days, even in the face of loss. And I think when we think about ascension today and this week, we think about departures. So I would like to finish with something participatory, which means it might fall flat on its face, especially if you don't take part. You online also, I can hear you if you don't participate. So I'd like to invite you to join me in singing that three-word lyric from the song, but as a commendatory prayer. It goes like this. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. And I want to do it as a call and response. So I'll say it, and then you'll repeat it, and then I'll say it, and then you'll repeat it. But that second one, you're going to start before I finish. So it's like, let's do a practice one. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. That's good. That's good. So we're going to do what we just did three times. And in those three times, I want you to have in mind someone that you love in your life now, who's alive, and who you want the best for. It could be anyone. And sing My Darling to them. Picture their face in front of you and sing this three times, and then we're going to do a few other things. But is that, do you understand? And I'll give you a sec to have someone in mind. You can switch off each time of the three times, but these are commendatory prayers that I'm talking about, the way Jesus commended his disciples. So think of the person who you love, who is here in your heart, and sing to them. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. Now, picture someone you love who's died. A parent, a spouse, a good friend. Could be someone from long ago that comes to mind. It could be someone immediate. And if there is, God bless you, no one close to you who has died. Think of someone you miss and want to commend to God. Maybe you've been estranged from them or have fallen out of touch. Someone who's sort of not in your life. So think of someone for a second. And we're going to commend that person or persons to God. See their face as we sing. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling. God bless them and keep them. And then finally, picture God or Jesus singing these words to you. Picture yourself receiving these words as someone who is precious to God, because that's what you are. You know, don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise. You are precious to God and you are darling. And so picture yourself receiving the words we're about to sing. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. God bless you.